Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year to you. Thank you for tuning in. This is LSEC Publishing Radio, and I am your host, Teresa Banks, and I just hope your 2011 has been going well so far. I am now going to introduce my special guest to you, Don Jones. And I tell you, I have been really excited and just anxious and looking forward to speaking with her. She enjoys meditation, kayaking, swimming, and writing, and she's been sharing her cancer-fighting journey publicly on various social networks. And she talks about how her journey began in 2000 with a diagnosis of inflammatory breast cancer. And by 2008, it had spread to her chest, neck, and back, and she's been working with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and that has truly yielded great success and a much better quality of life. And I know Don and I were just chatting here before the show started as well. Don, welcome to the program.
Oh, why, thank you so much, Teresa, and Happy New Year to everyone out there. What a great show. I've listened to some of your stuff. I love it. I'm so excited that you get an opportunity to do things like this now. How advanced we are, right? From whence we came.
You know, you are so right. Just to have the ability, I think, just to share and help one another. And I have to tell you, I've looked at your pictures and read your different stories on various websites, and the pictures, girl, you are so beautiful, and I love those sexy poses. Woo! I tell you, it's like you can just feel the energy and the strength coming from the photos. Oh my goodness. And I read that you have over 10,000 Facebook fans. So how has it been sharing so much through these networks?
Actually, for me, it has been helpful because I get a chance to, you know, I love to talk. And I get a mm-hmm. chance to talk about it openly because going through this a long time, there was from 2000, let's say 2000, and there were 7 years before I had a recurrence. So I was clean, nothing going on there. And it was so nice to be able to talk through it this time and to bring insight and the difference from then to now and the experiences from beginning to the middle, I would say, because I'm in such a healing state right now. I'm just feeling fantastic. And it's helped me actually mm-hmm. deal with everything because there were so many dynamics brought into my new treatment. And the dynamics are what has actually changed me and woke up the woman I was put here to be. That was deep inside of me that I didn't realize or acknowledge. I didn't even acknowledge myself that way. I thought I was being kind to myself. But these people get paid to do what they do, and they do it so lovingly and so compassionately. But it made me reevaluate myself to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. They get paid to do all of this, but you're not being tender and kind and loving to yourself. As a woman, You know, you can be the mommy and the G-ma, because I do have four grandchildren, so they call me G-ma. And they told me I was too cool to be grandma, so they call me G-ma.
I love it. I love the way the younger generation kind of twists the names. You know, they have their way of doing it.
But they're absolutely right. They're absolutely right. And my sister always says, she says, you know what, when Dawn was born, she's 2 years older than me, she says, when Dawn was born, when she came out the womb and the doctor hit her, she, instead of crying, she said, who, me? I win the Oscar? Oh, my God. I fell out. She just said this the other night. We were hanging with some family, and I just fell out on the floor. She said, you know, Dawn's a character. I was like, oh, my God.
And you know what? I tell you, you bring so much. You know, it's not just, you know, as you're going through from, you know, day to day and what you're sharing through these videos, I think, and I think that's what I really picked up on the most, just from your pictures and videos. You bring so much personality and energy to it and willingness to educate. And I've read so many, you know, words and feedback you've received from children, from men and women. And when you, it's amazing. And there was one video you did with a gentleman, I believe Eddie Dwyer.
Yes, Eddie Dwyer. He is one of the participants in the real-time campaign as well.
Wow.
So, he's amazing because he's a, here. You know what? We talk about breast cancer. There's a lot of things out there and information and forums. But he is a young man who, now he's 29, but he's at 27 diagnosed with colon cancer. Nobody talks about even men with breast cancer. Forget about that. Okay, Richard Roundtree absolutely stepped up to the plate to educate and empower men and to bring it to the forefront, because as a woman, as a man, I'm sure it's different, but as a woman, well, maybe it's the same, but as a woman, sometimes you've been made to feel ashamed of being diagnosed with cancer, as if, oh, that person did something wrong. Look, they got bald head, they're getting chemotherapy, and that's a mortifying feeling. It's horrible. But Eddie, like myself, is bringing awareness to young people with colon cancer. A lot of people have issues like that, and they're not being dealt with. They're not being talked about. And I'm just so proud of him as well as bringing awareness for young men, not just men in general, but young men too. You know, men don't talk about, are you kidding me? To get a man, when I was married, to get a man to the doctor just for a checkup, that is like pulling teeth.
Absolutely. And I hope that you will share back with him that, you know, those of us, myself certainly included, that we're paying attention. You know, we're listening to what you both have to say. And I just felt it was so brave, and the way the two of you talked about how, as you get the feedback, how it's encouraging, and you're glad that you had, you know, gone on and you taped it. And you know, it's just amazing, you know, to follow, you know.
I have to tell you, the experience has been a little bit overwhelming at some point because, you know, these people are saying, I'm reading all these wonderful, positive, just really beautiful, heartwarming, tear-jerking, because I sit there, I'm boo-hooing in a good way. And in a sad way, too, for those who have lost their fight and their struggle in it. And you know what? And I used to be so scared of saying, oh, my God, I'm dying. I'm going to die. And I decided, you know what? The fear is gone. Yeah. I am open to all possibilities, because going through this treatment time with Cancer Treatment Centers of America, it brought me such a focus, because as I said, they get paid to do what they do, but it made me realize, you know what, look how wonderful I feel after I have massage therapy. Look how wonderful I feel after occupational therapy or chiropractic. We now have yoga, and the way that they cook, the dining room, the food that's available, how healthy, it changed my whole mindset. I learned how, you know what, you take all of that goodness, and that is so empowering for me in terms of I need to be more kind to my body and more loving as a woman, you know, because I ended up being everything to everybody, my children, my grandchildren, friends, relationships. It's about me now. And all those years I put me to the side, kind of, sort of, the real internal me, not the surface me that handles everything and could be everything and get up and go to work and manage this and do, you know, $20 billion in business and blah, blah, blah. No, I'm talking about the me.
Wow.
That was born to this earth, that me, you know, and it taught me that. Being there, it made me refocus myself. I started meditating and chanting the first time around. I didn't stay with it. I'm a very spiritual person, not a religious person. Mm-hmm. But what it taught me, like for New Year's, I was dressed to the nine. I was invited to four parties. I'm telling you, when I can look in the mirror and say, oh, my goodness, you go, girl. You know, because it's okay to compliment yourself, I learned.
Girl,
and I said, you go, girl. You know, because you deal with a lot of adversity, you know, going through this walk. And I looked, and everybody invited me out. And what I did was I lit all my candles. I burnt my incense. I have a huge waterfall in the corner of my bedroom. My room is so zen, it's unbelievable. And I like bling bling and high heels, so I'm surrounded by bling bling high heels because I have paint crystals in my paint, so when you light candles, the shimmer, the walls actually shimmer.
Wow.
So I'm surrounded by the sound and the view of the water. I have fresh green plants around it. I have candles. I have dirt. So I have all the elements of the universe. And I sat there and I chanted and prayed, dressed to the nine.
Wow.
And then
I celebrated
at 12:30.
I'm not seeing in the, you know, as you do your videos under the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and you talk about the shoes you wear and the blanket you carry, and I mean, you can see that spiritual connection. But girl, you know, now you know I thought of Linus and the whole, you know, Charlie Brown deal.
My sister, my family's been trying to get rid of that. My mother, if I told my mother that, my mother's 86, if I told her that, she was like, Dawn, Patricia, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
But I said,
you know what, this is Dawn in real time. And let me tell you something, everybody could tell you, every time I've gone for infusion, if I didn't have my blanket, I would go to my suite and get my blanket. So they would be like, where is that blanket? They all know it.
I bet you put so many great ideas in people's head. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to take, you know, whatever my thing is. You know, I'm going to take a stuffed animal. And I would think that does change, you know, your view about it. And as you're heading in, I would think it would make a difference, you know, if you're taking that thing of comfort with you.
Exactly.
And I love the blanket idea.
Wait, and I actually, that blanket I've had, that blanket is 45, 46 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
That is my actual blanket I had since I was a little girl. I used to suck my thumb with it. It's holy, because I used to pull the lint balls off of it. My mother used to yell at me because I would just leave them. That's why I had to always vacuum, because I would just drop them all over the floor. After I finished rolling them between my fingers, I would just drop them. My mother used to go crazy with that. And I've had that blanket. So I left it at my sister's house in New Jersey one week I was there, last month, around Thanksgiving time, because my baby sister was here. Mm-hmm. The last three girls, I'm the middle girl. So they sent me text messages. They're like strangling my blanket. They're holding it over the toilet like they're flushing it. They're like putting it in the mail, in a package to mail it out. They were just doing stuff. It was just so hysterical. I said, oh, my God. I said, what are you doing to my little clammy? I call him clammy or blanky. My sister's like, oh, my God, she's even got a name.
But see, those things, and that's what I mean when I said earlier, that a person sees so much of, I think, who Don may be. Lord knows we don't know you personally, but you see so much of the process, and that takes away from a lot of the fear, because we're thinking, trying to think beyond just the self-exams we're expected to do and the annual mammograms and other things, but to actually see, oh, you know, these are some of the procedures.
You know what you see there about me is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
That is me. This is who I am. And everybody will tell. I didn't even know. Like, some people walk up to you like, oh, my God, I know you. And I'm like, hi, how are you? Did I forget your name? They were like, no, we haven't met, but I know you. I was like, oh, my God, I guess you do.
Well, I tell you, I just appreciate all that you are doing and sharing, and you learn so much. Like, there was one video where you were showing with the skin stretching and the exercising that goes with that, and I thought, wow, I never even knew about something like that.
That's why I'm talking about it, because you know what? It is hard. This life I'm walking is hard. Hard sometimes, and this is my release. This is how I get through, because you can make a conscious decision to change everything. Before, I used to dread going, oh my God, I'm going for chemo. I used to go through this emotional thing. I would be nauseated and throwing up before I got there because I'm just so scared to get chemotherapy and what it's going to do to me and what if it doesn't work. My mindset is like this. Okay, we're going in here. I'm going to go get some boost juice. And we're going to zap these little boogers out the way, and they're going to have to go off into, like, tumor universe, a different unit part of the universe, because I wouldn't put it on anybody, but they're going to where retired socks go, you know, where them socks get lost in the dryer. That's where cancer tumors are going, out into that universe, because I don't have time for it over here. And you give me some lemons, I'm making some slamming lemonade. That's how I do it.
That's the way that you should. And I had read that you've raised $2.5 million for breast cancer screenings. Wow.
Yeah, for this new machine that we were getting at the other hospital that I was at. And we did a couple of speaking engagements. We did some fundraisers. And we raised $2.5 million to help get that machine to the hospital. And that was critical. And I can't, you know what, and a lot of women don't want to be as open as I am, but this is what works for me, and you have to do what works for you. And what I advocate is get a great medical team together, because if you don't like one, you can go to another. If you're not happy, it's about you. You have to be happy and feel comfortable. If someone puts you off and doesn't want to answer your questions or cuts you off, doesn't want to hear you out, maybe you better rethink that relationship. Because let me tell you, it's a relationship. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to my doctors, when we go in there and he's got good news, bad news, or indifferent, I'm like, okay, we're in a relationship. When we're in this room, we're like husbands and wives in here. And we ain't going nowhere till we work this out together. And my doctors, God loves them. God bless them. I tell the nurses, are you kidding me? They know me. I said, you know what? Because this is going to work for all of us.
Yeah.
And I decided the treatment that I had, I went everything was gone. I did really well. And then a few of them that were hidden that didn't react to, that were fighting against the Herceptin, because what happens, the cells can kind of change as you're going through treatment, and some become more resistant than others. So some treatment was working for some of it, but it didn't work for all of it. So I decided this time around to go into a clinical trial. I had been given Herceptin in the past, and it was very successful, but the nodes started to resist it now because they get smart and they change their makeup so that they can fight the chemo off. They came up with there's a new study out, and I am participating in it, and I've had one treatment. I get my next treatment. You'll see it on Facebook on Monday, the 10th. But so far, so really, really good. And I was very curious, and I hope, because you're picked randomly, and I hoped and I prayed about it. And I said, you know what? I'm done praying. I'm good. I gave it up to you, and you're going to put me where I'm supposed to be. So I ended up getting exactly what I wanted, which was to get into the clinical trial.
One question I really had for you that wasn't clear to me is, you have, and I've seen the cancer treatment centers, and I've seen a few other types of centers. What is it that you think they're doing that's different that a person couldn't just get from, ABC Hospital, a hospital type setting?
Oh, where I've been already? This is the fourth place I've been to. And this is only place I would ever go to. So what they're not getting is a camaraderie. They're not getting a team that works together. That, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, you can go into the computer and, you know, if I go to my pain manager, he can go and see what kind of chemotherapy. But they have it now where it's called patient empowerment, where once you see your doctor, everybody else comes into the room to see you. Your nutritionist, your naturopathic person, even before they did that, you were assigned a team of people who handled, mm-hmm, your pain management, your care manager, naturopathic, nutritionist, and those are the people that are vital. Everybody needs to be on the same page, and it's mandatory. That is just how it's done. Like, you would have to ask at other places, can somebody help me? I'm really going through a lot of pain.
Wow.
Or nobody comes in there and says, hey, listen, this is who I am and this is what I do. I see your doctor is going to be giving you this type of treatment. Well, this is what we're going to do to offset your side effects.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
like, what? I didn't have to guess, because let me tell you, even in the beginning, and my previous oncologist will tell you, I always wanted to do herbs and naturopathic. I believed that the two had to support each other in it. And, you know, I've tried, and I'm not knocking anything, and I wished that I could do some things differently. Like, I wanted to be on a totally all raw for my body. My body craves certain things. And even when I'm at optimum, I have to tell you, going through this, I've been getting chemo since 2008. I had a 7-8 month break in between the 2 years, almost three. And I have to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. I am 50
wow.
years young, and I am very energetic, very sexually active as mm-hmm. far as, I think that's important, which I tell married couples or boyfriend-girlfriend couple, or even if you're single, still go out there in the world, because guess what? That excitement, that releases your own personal body chemistry that is very healing for yourself. It's amazing how resilient our bodies are. My body's gone through a lot of things. And it's still going through things, but I feel the best I've ever felt in my life. And I've worked out all my life. I've gained 10 pounds since July, because I haven't worked out since August, but I'm getting ready to get back on my grind.
Okay,
but
get back on now.
I still feel really good. I feel healthy. My mind is clear. And there's something to be said for, they have integrative therapies there. The whole atmosphere is wonderful. It changed everything for me, how I process food, how I process my thoughts. You know, something that I constantly say, everybody's like, well, how could you say that this is the best you've ever been or felt? You're going through cancer again. You're going through treatment again. I'm like, you know what? I wasn't given a prognosis. They couldn't give me. They said they can't even give me a prognosis back in 2000. I wasn't supposed to survive it. They were like, well, all we could do is make you comfortable. The end of 2008, I was told that there's nothing more that could be done for me. I walked with a liquid bottle of morphine and Vicodin, taking it every 2 hours, and the pain from the tumors was so overwhelming. I was just high all the time and still in pain. And guess what? I came home, started writing my obituary, and God is good, because they put people and situations that arose. Oh, try the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. My own oncologist from New York had left the hospital I was treating with her at. She got promoted and offered a better position somewhere else and took it. She called and got me an appointment.
Wow.
She said, I think this is where you need to be, because, and since then, she's sent me some of her patients for me to just talk to them about my experience with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And
I
tell her,
we always see the commercials and And what you
the
said
commercial
makes
is
so
absolutely
much sense,
nothing.
You know?
Teresa, that commercial is absolutely nothing compared to how it really is there. I said, oh, if I ever had cancer, I would like to go there because they make me feel like they'll really be on point. And I got to tell you, once I got there, I was like, oh, this is even better than the commercial.
Well, just based on what you're saying, just the whole thought of a team, a group of people, because I was reading one area on one of your sites. I love it. I love your motto where you talk about we are not the cancer. We are not the disease. We are women. We are women.
Yes.
And when you have this team marching for you, you feel like, okay, I'm treating it, I'm handling it, but I can still, you know, manage my life, still have a great time. And like you were talking about, the way you celebrated and started off the year, you know,
mm-hmm.
you still know there are methods, procedures that are out there that will help and make a difference, you know?
And you know what? I do a lot of everything in terms of the quality of my life. And I realize I went from terminal to chronic. So when people say, well, how could you say that? You got to go in for treatment again. I said, but guess what? Just think about those who don't have that option.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's a way that I process, and God made me this way. He made me this way because, you know what, the way he makes me think is that an obstacle is nothing more than an opportunity for me to create a better possibility for myself. That's
right.
What an obstacle is for me today. And I tell it to everybody. I said, an obstacle, that's something that you learn from, and now you make it better. Now you make your life better. You take a lesson out of that, and you turn it around.
That is just the truth. And Don, I see here we have a couple of minutes left, and I wanted, before we go, for you to tell us about this foundation you've created called Live, Love, Walk Sexy. So what's that foundation all about?
Okay, that is me. That is my breast cancer foundation, and it is Live, Love, Walk Sexy, Breast Cancer Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It actually stands for Live in the Moment, Love Yourself, Mind, Body, and Spirit, and Walk Sexy with your full feminine power and your sexuality.
Mm.
Because we are women first, and we have to learn to embrace the women that we are from within, not just on the outside, but from within. Like, take your mind's eye and scan yourself within. And I am so grateful and thankful for who I am and all the adversity that I've gone through. And the mission and vision of the foundation is to improve the quality of life for women going through breast cancer, because sometimes it gets financially draining. You would need help with paying a bill or a rent or a manicure and a pedicure. How about that? How about going out to dinner? How about a girl's night out?
Now, are
you
there
know,
ways
and,
people can contribute to your foundation, or are you still putting it together?
Yeah, we're setting it up. I have the site. The website isn't finished yet. I'm just waiting for my designer to finish getting everything in place so they can reach out. We're preparing to get the walks together and everything for the upcoming year and the different events that I'm going to be doing with the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's again, each one teach one. We want to empower. We want to educate. We want to improve how we process as women. I mean, these days everything is so strenuous, and we have so many things on our plate, but we still have to be considerate of ourselves. And when we sit and learn how to just, you know, take a couple of deep breaths and just clear our minds, and it's hard to clear your mind because everything starts bouncing into your mind, and I just tell them, take a deep breath in through your nose, hold it, and maybe 4 to 6 seconds, and then blow it out. It slows your mind down. It slows your heart rate down, and you can focus.
Well, Don, it has just been a pleasure to speak with you today. And anytime you want to be back on the show, just let me know. But thank you, thank you, thank you for being on today's program. And
oh,
you make
thank
the rest
so
of
I'll
today
you know.
A good day.
Oh, thank you, and you do the same. And I'll let you know when the foundation website is up and running.
All right, definitely do, and please keep in touch, okay?
Thank you, and God bless you. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Don, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, listeners, we were just hearing Don Jones. She is truly a positive spirit and an outstanding lady. And one thing that I wanted to read came off of her website, and it says, "What cancer cannot do." And it says that cancer is so limited. It cannot cripple love. It cannot shatter hope. It cannot corrode faith. It cannot destroy peace. It cannot kill friendship. It cannot suppress memories. It cannot silence courage. It cannot invade the soul. It cannot steal eternal life. It cannot conjure the spirit. Truly words that we all need to listen to. And one message I wanted to leave for Don is one that I pulled out of the NIV version of my women's devotional Bible. And those words say, "The greatest lesson a soul has to learn is that God and God alone is enough for all its needs. This is the lesson that all God's dealings with us are meant to teach. And this is the crowning discovery of our entire Christian life. God is enough. No soul can really be at rest until it has given up dependence on everything else and has been forced to depend on the Lord alone. As long as our expectation is from other things, nothing but disappointment awaits us. Feelings may change. Doctrines and dogmas may be upset. The Christian work may come to naught. Prayers may seem to lose their fervency. Promises may seem to fail. Everything that we have believed in or depended on may seem to be swept away, and only God is left. Just God. The bare God, if I may be allowed the expression. Simply and only God. If God is what he would seem to be from his revealings, if he is indeed the God of all comfort, as noted in 2 Corinthians 1 through the 3rd verse, if he is our shepherd, if he is really and truly our Father, if, in short, all the many aspects he has told us of his character and his ways are actually true, then we must come to the positive conviction that he is, in himself alone, enough for all our needs, and that we may safely rest in him absolutely and forever." May God bless you, Don Jones. You are a beautiful spirit and an awesome lady, and you do inspire us. You, as well as people like Eddie, please keep us informed of your progress. You inspire us. You help us see that we, too, can make it through. May God bless you. May God bless all of the listeners of this program. Take care, everyone. Until next time.